Hello and welcome to the Adventures in Student Experience podcast. My name is Charlie and every week I talk to a new student about their experience in education during the COVID-19 pandemic. The podcast's aim is to highlight student experience from the perspective of the student, encourage student voice and allow students the platform to discuss their needs and experiences in an environment that focuses solely on them. In today's episode, I am joined by Kareem, who is a third year computer science student. So would you mind introducing yourself?
Yeah, sure. So my name's Kareem. I'm a third year computer science student. I'm from Egypt. I'm currently neck deep in my diss.
So how has COVID-19 impacted your studies?
All right. So how COVID has impacted my studies is that, obviously, like a lot of other students, the lack of in-person teaching, I think, did have an effect on my performance in my program. So for me in computer science, even though for labs, a lot of the stuff I could do on my laptop anyways, whether, here or back home. But I reckon the social aspect of just being on the course and being on campus, that being missing and that not being there, has sort of made it a bit more difficult to do all my work. Because for example, if I'm stuck on something in coursework or in labs or something like that, usually in ECS, we have our own sort of computer labs that we can use as a working space.
Yeah.
And usually a lot of other CS students are there, and we usually sort of help each other out with work. We like to talk to each other on that stuff. And it can really sometimes help when I'm stuck or if I'm really sort of at a roadblock with my work. So that was one aspect that was missing. On another hand, of course, there's the actual modules where I haven't experienced it myself, but what I've heard from some friends who are doing modules that traditionally had a physical hardware component, a lot of those modules had to be changed. They had to sort of restructure the labs and stuff to make them more feasible to complete from home. So, for example, there's this one module that's supposed to be about security of like hardware systems and stuff. Last year, they had them do multiple labs in person. I think they were working on something they could use to like hack through the door swipe systems on campus. So like actual ID cards that they could with chips and stuff that they can use.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, this year they've completely changed up the coursework and made it completely unrelated to that. And for example, those guys felt like they were affected in that sense. I think for me personally, I was a bit lucky with one of my modules, because I reckon if it weren't for the safety net policy because of COVID last year, I might have probably flunked that module. Meanwhile, because of the safety net, I just passed through using the semester one marks. So I guess it sort of had a, you know, it was mostly disadvantages, you know, COVID-19 coming in, but you know, it came in clutch in an unexpected way, at least for me. And I think also what it's done is the fact that during lockdown periods I've had to spend time during lockdown at home, so in Egypt, and I couldn't get not even nearly as much work done there. I noticed, for example, when the full 3-month lockdown happened, I just stayed in Egypt because I was only planning to be there for like 2-3 weeks for Christmas break. And then when the lockdown happened, I just stayed. I stayed until like early March. And through those 3 months, I genuinely could not get that much done. Like I barely got enough work done for the semester one exams. I probably could have done better than those if I was still at the UK, but you know, I was avoiding that because of the lockdown and stuff, because I knew if I came back to the UK, then it's the other situation where it's kind of lonely, it's kind of depressing, it can be demotivating. I'm sure that's what a lot of students can relate to. And I reckon, you know, I remember at the time I decided to prioritize my mental health over trying to maximize marks as much as possible. But yeah, definitely, it still impacts COVID-19, because at the end of the day, I ended up falling way behind with my project, the dissertation project, and I had to sort of work double time since I've come back to the UK in early March. just to try and hand it in on time, or even on time, with a 2-week deadline extension.
So has COVID affected your decision to stay in university? Have you thought about like dropping out or deferring a year?
I was considering deferring a year for a while. That was last summer. But at the end of the day, I wasn't really sure what I'd be doing with that year if I decided to defer, especially computer science. It's kind of it's general the job market. It's not just computer science, but general the job market is going to be very competitive. And, you know, reckon employers, when they see a sort of year gap in your CV, they always like to ask questions.
Yeah.
And if I didn't really have any options, like I didn't have the foresight to apply for a year in industry, for example, during this year, and I didn't, because I thought I would be doing summer internships. But then all the summer internship options, most of the options, except for the really big ones, most of them got cancelled. And I was just looking for something that was either back home in Cairo or just something on a smaller scale here in the UK. And those opportunities were not available anymore because of COVID. So I felt like I wasn't, I was going to graduate. I wasn't going to be able to get summer internship experience. I wasn't going to be able to get any work experience over the year either. It wasn't sure, right? It was very iffy. So I just decided to stay on with the year and do an extra year's master's to have the chance to get a bit more work done, to have the chance to maybe sort of solidify, I guess, or like diversify my knowledge a little bit more, since I reckon coupling the extra bit of time to actually work on an internship a better foundation with the master's and stuff would help me have a better chance at finding a good grad job after graduating. Because I think as an international student especially, there's a lot of pressure on us if we want to stay in the UK that we have to be ahead of the curve with the whole internship, grad scheme, job hunting like situation, right? Because it's for us, thankfully the government's introduced a 2-year graduate visa that allows us to stay for 2 years in the UK after graduating without visa sponsorship from our employers. But ideally, traditionally, we always had, were constrained to companies that could give a tier 2 sponsorship, and those were always a bit more competitive than just applying for all the other companies. At the same time, even now, I still need to be relatively ahead of the curve so that whatever job opportunity I do end up finding for those 2 years, if it's not sponsored, then I still need to work at a good enough place and gain enough actual meaningful experience that I can then use that to go for a job at a place that can sponsor my visa afterwards. So there's a lot of pressure to just stay ahead of the curve and stay on it. It's not really, so definitely felt the need to have some kind of concrete work experiences before saying, okay, I'm done with university, I'm ready to work. That mainly influenced why I wanted to do a master's.
So do you feel like you would have performed better academically this year if we were face-to-face and not under the current circumstances?
I think the answer to that question remains to be seen based on the next few weeks, because the majority of my marks for this year are based on my project and based on both my project and I guess the distribution from semester 2 marks. I reckon from what I've seen from my semester 1 marks, maybe in a couple, like one or two of the 3 modules, I could have done a little bit better if it was in person, especially because one of those was really coursework heavy, and the coursework was the kind of coursework that would have really benefited from being around my peers and being around, working around other people doing the same course as I was, doing the same module as me. Yeah, I think based on that, I could have probably done a little bit better in my degree, though I don't think it's as big of a difference, especially considering the fact that they've already, they put in a safety net last year. So that sort of saved us from the first shock of having to transition to work from home and stuff. So I'd say maybe slightly better, but the university still did relatively well to sort of soften the blow, I guess.
Yeah. So you mentioned before about mental health. What kind of mental health support do you think would be useful at the university?
I mean, I don't know, right? Because it's a lot of things are, they're going to be natural products of being stuck alone at home for an extended period of time.
Yeah.
You know, like, sure, university, they could do the best they can with actual official mental health channels.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it is still going to be tough for most students to go through a lockdown period.
Do you feel like the uni's done enough to support you?
Kind of. The one thing I wasn't a big fan of was the way they approached handling something like the whole situation of students being expected to stay in Southampton. Because, you know, they made that statement out in the summer and they said, oh yeah, you're all expected to come back to Southampton. And
yeah.
Then they were like, they left it to, they're like, oh yeah, if you want to study remotely, then you have to leave it to contacting your faculty office, and they'll tell you if you can complete your degree remotely or not. But, you know, when I tried contacting my faculty office, they said, oh, yes, but the university is expecting you to stay to be in Southampton for this year, so you're expected to come. And, you know, to me as an international student, like, sure, yeah, I ended up coming to the UK just to be able to focus and work better and study better. But
yeah.
At the same time, I wasn't really offered... You know, I wasn't really given the option that for me to be able to stay at home during the semester. And that had me worried, because I was worried that me being outside of the UK for a long time during term time would come in negatively sort of on the status of my student visa, especially considering that I'm planning on applying for another visa for my master's. So I need to actually have a good track record on my current student visa. And if we're, you know, traditionally on our visas, we're required to be in the UK during term time. So if you know, some universities waived that during COVID, it was like, okay, yeah, the visa office will support that. The university's policy was blah, 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 blah. Because I was worried about that aspect, because the university said, oh, no, you have to be in Southampton. So I had no option but to travel back. Even though at the end of the day, I didn't really have any lectures, didn't really have anything happening in person on campus. So that was one thing I was definitely not a fan of in the way the university handled COVID. And, you know, I guess this sort of falls under support because of how it treats its international students, and how their policies influenced our experience for this year and the options we had for the experience this year, considering everything.
So, yeah. So that's pretty much all my questions, but is there anything else you wanted to say?
I think the university probably could have taken a slightly more lenient approach overall with all their scheduling and their planning and stuff like that, because, you know, if they're going to require students to be in Southampton and to be here, then at least they could do a better job of keeping some of the facilities open. Because, for example, something like the library closing at like 6 p.m. on most days of the year. If they are expecting students to be on campus, then why are they closing facilities early? And I think that also probably extended to the way they scheduled the lectures. I definitely think they played it a bit safe with the scheduling and what they considered as, oh yeah, this is worth being in person versus, oh no, just keep it online, right?
Yeah.
Because a lot of students I've talked to, like, yeah, the university obviously promised a lot of students that there would be an in-person component, it would be hybrid learning, but what ended up happening was I reckon it was a small minority of students that actually had in-person sessions on campus. A lot of the students I've talked to didn't have any. Particularly international students I've talked to found themselves paying a lot of money, as usual, for this year. And it's all online, no in-person sessions, and it still links back to things like the fact that lecturers are very thinly stretched with all of their work. University, of course, keeps their schedules extremely full, so that's kind of understandable. But at the same time, you know, it still impacts student experiences. The impact is still there, and students still feel like, okay, like, what am I really paying? Like, why am I really paying over 20 grand this year, right? That's just like a sentiment that I've seen.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
Students. Yeah. I definitely feel for first year students, especially those who haven't had have barely had anything in person this year. They must feel like they've been thrust into a new world, no real connection to it. and at the same time, you know, no real connection to their course mates, that so harder to get a bit of support academically as well as just support in general. And then they feel like, okay, what am I even learning, right? They feel like they're just, all they've seen is online lectures, so they can't really tell what the university experience is supposed to be like, right?
Yeah.
And it's just a promise hanging, I'm guessing, you know, it's a promise hanging over a lot of their heads.
Well, thank you so much for coming on to the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much to Kareem for sharing their experiences as a third-year computer science student and allowing me to project their voice. If you're interested in following along with the podcast, you can subscribe via my blog, which is adventuresinlearningtechnology.com, on Anchor FM or on Spotify. You can also follow me on social media, which is at AdventuresInLT on Twitter, at Lottie4TheStudents on Instagram, and find my Facebook page as Adventures in Learning Technology. If you'd like to share your experiences, get in contact through hello@adventuresinlearningtechnology.com or through social media. Thank you so much for listening, and let me know your thoughts on the podcast by tweeting me or uploading a voice message through Anchor FM.